Jess the Lonely Puppy, written by Holly Webb and read by Phyllida Nash.
Chapter 1. Chloe laughed delightedly as the ducklings squabbled over the bread. It was probably a special treat for them, she decided, as it wasn't just any old bread, but the crusts of her cheese and ketchup sandwiches. Ducks probably didn't get ketchup very often. She crouched down by the edge of the lake to watch them. The ducklings polished off the last few crumbs and then circled hopefully nearer in case she had any more. They were so sweet, mostly brown with yellow streaks and patches, and really fluffy. Their mother was paddling watchfully around them, eyeing Chloe carefully. A couple of the little ducks were getting braver now, swimming closer and closer. Chloe held her breath as the pair of them clambered onto the muddy edge of the lake with awkward little hops. They were coming to see her. She just wished she had some more sandwiches for them. The bravest of the ducklings pecked thoughtfully at the toe of her trainer, but didn't seem very impressed. "Sorry," she whispered, trying not to laugh out loud and scare them away. "I haven't got anything else." Suddenly there was a scuffling noise and an ear-splitting bark. A little black and white dog burst through a clump of reeds and nearly knocked Chloe into the lake. The ducklings squeaked in alarm and leapt back into the water, swimming away as fast as they could, little feet paddling furiously. "Oops," the boy chasing the dog grinned. "Sorry, Chloe, did Jess knock you over?" "No, I'm just sitting in the mud because I feel like it," she snapped. She looked out across the lake, watching the mother duck and her baby speeding off into the deeper water, away from badly behaved dogs. She wished she could swim away too. Jess watched the ducklings and barked after them happily. She'd never seen ducklings before, and they were very exciting. "Why isn't she on her lead?" Chloe asked her brother crossly as she struggled to her feet and tried to brush the sticky mud off her denim shorts. "She's not old enough to walk on her own, Mum and Dad said. She might run off and get lost or get into a fight with another dog." Will shrugged. "There's no one else around, Chloe. Why shouldn't she have a run? She isn't bothering anyone." "She's bothering me," Chloe growled. She knew she sounded grumpy and miserable, but she had really been enjoying playing with the ducks, and she'd hoped the bravest one might even have let her stroke him. Will sighed and rolled his eyes, and Jess, bored now that the ducks had disappeared, scrabbled her muddy paws up against Chloe's legs, hoping for some of the bread she could smell. "Ow! Get her off me!" Chloe squeaked, dodging sideways and almost falling into the lake. Will grabbed her arm to pull her back, and Chloe shoved him away crossly. Jess jumped around them with ear-splitting barks, thinking that this was all a game. "What's going on? Are you two all right? Chloe, come away from the edge, sweetheart. You might go in, and I'm not diving in after you." Chloe and Will's granddad gently pulled them away from the water. Chloe had started crying, and Will looked cross. Jess whined. She wasn't sure what was going on, but suddenly she didn't like this game anymore. She slunk away from the children and trotted off round the side of the lake. "Go and get her, Will," Grandad said. "Put her back on her lead. She isn't really old enough to go off the lead yet." Will chased after Jess, who darted away, glad that this was a game again. Grandad put his arm round Chloe. "What's up? Jess didn't hurt you, did she?" Chloe shook her head. "She just knocked me over and got me all muddy. But I was watching those ducks and she chased them all away. Why does she have to be so rough?" "She's only little, Chloe. Puppies are silly like that, and Jess doesn't know her own strength." Chloe sniffed and looked over at Jess and Will, who were running back towards them now. "Why don't you take her for a walk round the lake with Will, once he's got her back on the lead?" Grandad suggested gently. "I'll come too, if you want."